96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. Penny got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a good thing.
Suit and tie, dresses or gowns, it's time to make a change in your wardrobe. What's hot, what's not, what's in, what's out for men and women this fall? Fashion experts are joining me in studio to give you the best advice and to tell you how you can look your best for the fall. We have Michelle Lopez, celebrity image advisor, Kenny Cass Flanagan, fashion stylist, and Taylor Griffin, fashion stylists and bloggers. If you have a question about what you need to wear and how to wear it this fall, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow us on Twitter using the hashtag WHURFM. Keep this in mind. Usually, you know, getting advice from these folks, you got to pay for it. So you got free advice today. So you need to get on the phone.
Church.
You sure do.
You know, I mean, exactly. even before we got on, you know, Michelle's already talking about, you know, her projects. And I said, no, money is just never quite right with these projects. What did she say? Oh, my money's fine.
I said, my money's good.
Can a brother get $5 from Michelle?
Hey, can I get $2?
Yeah.
that's another show on relationships and how men don't get things from women like that at first. Thanks.
Oh.
But anyway, let's move on.
She better
oh,
talk it.
Wow. So we have Kenny and we have Taylor. Michelle's getting out. Okay, gentlemen first. Well, it's going to be hot in here.
Yeah, it is. I already see it.
So what are guys looking for this fall? I want to start with the guys this time. What's the suit trend? What's the casual trend, Kenny?
I mean, really, the suit trend has not changed. It's now colors. So now guys are getting more so into colors right now, so more blazers. You're going to see a lot of blazers this fall, winter. You're going to see a lot of guys wearing floral ties, as I have on today. So they're going to really pick up the steps. So I'm really excited about the direction that the guys are going. You know, we're not getting away.
Floral tie. Now, see, yeah. I think floral tie, I'm thinking spring and summer.
No. So here's the thing. It's too many rules in fashion when it's really you're supposed to dress how you feel. So at the end of the day, the whole white pants thing, you can wear white all year round. You know? So it's the same thing with floral. Some people need to add a little bit of, you know, energy and excitement into their life. So I tell the guys all the time, play, have fun, enjoy it, mix and match. It's okay.
Yeah, see, I've always liked color, you know, a little pop of color. I'm not a big handkerchief person. It kind of gets in my way. But I think, you know, a lot of guys do look good, and they're still doing the faux flower,
some of them are still doing it. You know, my thing, people are getting real creative because now guys are putting pins on their lapels.
Pins?
Like pins that may signify them, something that may come up that, you know, that they like, that represents who they are. It may be alphabets. It may be a fraternity. It may be, you know, cancer or whatever. But those are certain things because, you know, us as men, we don't have the accessories as women do.
Right.
So we have to be careful about what we do. But men are really jumping out there and really doing things to where it's even the workforce, they're changing. They're getting very relaxed. So there's no more a lot of suits being worn now. And then a lot of people are working from home.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, so, you know.
Stylish pajamas.
Exactly. But, you know, it's so funny you even mentioned that because now women are wearing pajama bottoms out in public with heels on.
Yeah, they need to be silk or something, though.
They are silk.
Yeah.
They're not wearing no flannel. They're not doing no flannel or none of that. No.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, Taylor.
With some heels.
Taylor, hold on. Okay, this is a family show. Pajama bottoms and what kind of pajama foolish bottoms?
Well, I would really say something like joggers.
Okay.
Not really pajama pants, but joggers. You can rock that with a cute heel. That's cute.
For the fall.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Explain that to me, because what's the difference between joggers and stretch pants and Okay, joggers? What is...
So joggers, like your Adidas pants. And then they're bringing back, you know, what other pants are they?
Like they have elastic at the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like your sweatpants. You wear sweatpants, Harold? Do you work out?
I do, but I don't wear... No, I...
What you wear? Boxers?
She has changed the whole show.
Yeah, I have, you know, I have some sweatpants and I just throw on a t-shirt, but I just can't see. I'd have to see that.
It's been done
for a while.
It's been done. You've seen
they
it,
have
but
joggers
you just
for men
did.
Too that are hot.
Yeah,
you have some kind.
Yeah,
of,
I have a pair.
Joggers for men that are hot.
I have a pair that I wore with a blazer and t-shirt.
Yes, Cass. Mm-hmm.
Some nice, you know, sneakers or some nice slip-on shoes. Absolutely.
And a beard, probably.
What but, is again,
and a who?
And
ass.
A beard.
No.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting your fall fashion outfit squared away as the seasons change. Of course, we have Michelle Lopez, Kenny Cass Flanagan, and Taylor Griffin. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. So let's talk about something, if I can, just a little more practical, Michelle, outside of the joggers and that. You know, we just had CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of dressed to the nines. So that really is the start of the, you know, the cocktail season. And, you know, a lot of folks are, you know, heading out. You're going to have folks going to plays. You're going to have, you know, folks going to, you know, to the theater. What is it that women should, what's trending for women this fall when they're heading out?
Okay. So first, before I tell you what's trending, let me mm-hmm. just tell you my belief system on this. Because
so talk, let's talk about that. Yeah.
I deal with image, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, image, it has less to do with your actual fashion and much more to do with what it is that you believe about you and how you see yourself.
What is that? What do you mean by that?
Meaning as... Okay, so y'all, you know the reaction that, you know, when I walk in, Cass was like, hey, right? But I could have walked in here in sweatpants and a tee and, I don't know,
some
it still
would have
been cute and some heels. But the fact is, what is more evident in me is the confidence in which I carry it, right?
But you can't buy confidence in
me. You cannot, but that's why I am an image advisor. So Cass Styles, by the time I get to Cass, I say, Cass, okay, this is what they need. Cass, hook it up. Everything from top to bottom, everything. I will have you sitting down for a couple of days because I need to know who you are. So if I don't know that fully, it is very difficult for me to tell Cass what it is, what type of picture I'm painting. Clothes tell a story. Mm-hmm. And so it is that you get to tell a story with this, as you do with your house, as you do when you're driving, riding in your car, what type of car you have. It tells a story. And I want it to be an authentic one. So I got to know you first.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is what's trending, I don't know, silver, gold, reds, lots of shimmery stuff. But as far as...
Fur collars.
Yes.
What was that?
Fur collars.
Yes. Okay. They're on jean mm-hmm. jackets. They're on everything.
Now they have fur sleeve cufflinks that women put on their jackets as accessories, everything.
Accessories are hot, too, because you can take something in your closet and do just what Cass said.
Absolutely.
Get one of those fur cufflinks or something, scarves, anything to add to it. We do pins, you know, Chanel. Anyway, that was a shameless plug. But anyway, Givenchy. But anyway, so, and you can add it to your clothes and it just becomes something different than what you would have worn last week.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's talk about mistakes that people might make this fall, because it's one thing for you to be yourself and wear what you want, but you know, I must admit that sometimes, you know, I'm walking down the street and you may see, you know, a woman wearing something and like Michelle may say, she thinks she's cute.
And I know I am.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
No. You would say that her attitude.
Yeah, that she knows, not
right.
She thinks.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But then the stylist in you would go.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Not if she's confidently wearing it. No, I wouldn't. And there is a big difference, Cass. I need you to jump in on this.
But you know what the biggest issue is?
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing what you can wear and what you cannot
wear.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I think the reality is that
I'm saying knowing your shape.
Oh.
And your body size.
Well, and there are rules to it. Like, you know, when I teach this class, I talk about undergarments, which we all should have as women. I don't care who you
and
are.
And men.
And men. Yeah, right. You know, because y'all sometimes, you know, I don't know how old you might
I'm
be, Harold.
I'm 53. I'm not
okay.
ashamed.
So, so I'm like inching up. I'm not there yet. Like, I'm inching up on you.
And I'm 50.
Oh, yeah. Cash for real?
So what's your,
okay.
So what's your
so
point?
So the point is that there are like man shirts and Spanx and things mm-hmm. to hold, you know, when we've gotten older and our metabolism doesn't work as well, to hold everything, and nothing should be jiggling.
Yes. And I think that that's the biggest mistake that people make in fashion, not wearing the proper undergarments. Mm-hmm. Like you can, I think that they get this idea that, oh, well, if I wear a Spanx, that means that I'm out of shape. No, it just
doesn't.
Makes your clothes look
smoother, clean.
But also too, every trend is not for everybody.
Sure isn't. That's how you.
So there's some trends that you just need to let go and just let it go on by.
Uh-huh.
Such as.
Such
shorts.
As all these body dresses, and now the guys feeling like they can wear every shirt that's tight.
Mm-hmm.
Every tight fitted shirt is not for every guy. Just because it feels tight on you, it doesn't mean you have muscles.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to see what you have. So you have to be honest with yourself. I can speak for all both of us. We are more psychiatrists before we become stylists and designers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we have to, like she said earlier, we have to learn our client.
Mm-hmm.
Just because our client's saying that she wants to wear this particular garment, it doesn't mean it's right for her.
It sure does.
She may have her own vision, but us as professionals, we have to be able to be very tactful mm-hmm. and understand our client to be able to say, I don't think you should try that, but we can find something similar.
Mm-hmm.
That we could possibly work with, because most of my clients is like, I wouldn't have never done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's the big thing. Everything that looks good in the magazine may not necessarily look good on.
Absolutely.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about fall fashion. We're talking about clothes. If you're having difficulty figuring out what looks good on you, what to wear, whether it's material, whether it's color, whether it's an outfit that may be too long, too short, too much in between, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kenny, you were about to say something?
Yeah, I just feel like we have to really understand that we cannot wear everything that we see in the magazines, everything that we see other people in. A lot of designers make stuff for certain body types. So you have to be true to what exactly that you want to wear. It's not saying that you can't be trendy. It's not saying you can't be mm-hmm. fashion forward for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
It just may be that particular item may not be for you. So there are other options that you can have. Speaking of that, we were talking earlier, let's talk about the men, because we talk about the guys so much. Every guy can't wear a fitted shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't.
And it's not for them. Every guy can't wear slim cut Italian style pants either.
Mm-hmm.
Because us as African Americans, we have thick thighs, we have come with behinds, we mm-hmm. have hips.
Yeah.
You know, we have all of that. So there's ways that we have to learn, and we have to really understand what our body is like.
I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to talk to Derek in D.C. We're going to talk to Ann in Maryland. So please stay on the line. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We've got free fashion advice. We're going to make sure you look absolutely fabulous this fall. So stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Your calls are next.
Let me get a good look at it.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. What's hot? What's not? What's in? What's out for men and women when it comes to fall fashion? My fashion experts are in studio giving great advice. A little shade? Michelle. and some comic relief. Michelle Lopez, celebrity image advisor, Kenny Cass Flanagan, fashion stylist, and Taylor Griffin, first time on the show.
Hello.
Fashion stylist and blogger. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting through, please don't stop trying. I promise I will take your phone calls. Let's go to Sherry. Sherry, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Hi. How's everyone?
Just fine.
Good. Listen, I am past 50-something. Mm-hmm. Mm. And my kids, they think certain things I shouldn't wear. So I just wanted to know if you thought at a certain age, should you cut off, you know, what you should wear?
Listen, like we said earlier, fashion is about how you feel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you got it, then flaunt it. A lot of people who make those comments because they're afraid of being adventurous or afraid of wearing certain things. If you feel like that you can pull this off and it looks great on you, I say go for it.
Well, what size are you, Sherry? How tall are you?
I am 6 feet and I'm like a size 10.
Okay, how tall are you? You're 6 feet?
Yes.
And a size 10?
Yes.
I mean, she should be able to wear
anything. Yeah,
she
can wear anything.
That's the problem, because my kids are like, no, you can't wear that. And I'm like, but I can fit it. It looks good.
Well, that's the kids. The kids don't want to see us look sexy no more. They think we old. Yeah. They don't count no more.
How old are your kids?
They're in their 20s, late 20s.
Okay. Yeah. See, usually late 20s, the other word for late 20s is haters.
But Harold, you know why her kids are doing that? Because they're afraid of her friends looking at her.
And they're afraid that they don't look as good as she
does. Exactly.
Coming from someone that is in their late 20s.
Well, I'm talking about kids in your late 20s.
Hey, baby.
So what is it that you're trying to wear that they are advising you not to wear?
I wear what they wear. Like if they have nice, you know, little pencil skirts and a nice shirt to work, they look at me like, Mom, you know, that's too tight, you know. Or you going to the club? I'm like, no, I'm going to work. What do you mean am I going to the club? You know, so.
You can go to
maybe
the club.
You might be pushing it a little bit there. Just a little bit. Well, maybe it's some truth to that a little bit.
Okay, so.
A little bit.
So speaking for someone that is not in her late 20s, and I have three grown children.
Okay.
Although I look like a girl, so I ain't even mad at you. No, I know you probably do too. But I think I agree with Cass, but I also am clear. Like, I have a daughter that's 23, so I'm very clear about the example that I set for her. And so.
Well, I don't go hoochie, Mom.
What I'm saying is, I don't. Because of that, because of you have to look at the entire circumstance, and I'm not sure where that all comes from, but because of that, no, I wear what I want to wear, but I am sort of strategic about it for her. Okay.
But hold on, let me ask you something because if she's 6 feet tall,
yes,
she's a size 10.
Probably a great. She probably is
very symmetrical.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm thinking pencil skirt, 3.5-inch, 4-inch heels, and
a
conservative.
A
yeah, I am.
You got a vision?
And a nice silk blouse. Nothing is wrong with that.
But if she's also 6 feet, you have to take in consideration what's a pencil skirt on me at 5'5" is not going to be a pencil skirt on her at 6 feet. Now, I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
It's going to be a mini skirt. It's going to be above the knee.
Even if it's her size?
Yes. Because she's tall. Harold.
I get it, but
a lot of times things are made.
It depends
for
on the
width.
Length. Yes,
not always length.
Yes,
okay. Even for men.
And I do go with longer lengths because I am tall.
Right,
then
you have
I see
to.
Nothing wrong with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, do you and you know?
And he has a vision.
I do. I do indeed. That's right. That's right. Go ahead with your 6 foot self.
I tell you enjoy yourself and have fun with it. Okay, live.
Yeah. Let me go to Francis. Francis calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that if people are confused about what to wear, a good place to look and to start is on Pinterest. Start getting some ideas of what you like, mm-hmm. And if you want to know what's currently in fashion right now, Late 70s and 80s fashion is in style right now. So right now it's all about the sleeves. Lantern sleeves, puff sleeves, ruffle sleeves. All of that stuff is in style right now. Raw hems are in style.
Look at you. You need to be on the show.
On the bottom of
yeah,
the
and
pants.
I need help. I'm overwhelmed.
Let me stop you real quick for those mm-hmm. that may not be familiar. Taylor, when she's talking about bell sleeves and the puffy sleeves, what is she talking about?
It's a lot of girls right now that's wearing the sleeve, like Zara has a lot of
everywhere.
Big sleeves, shoulder shirts, and they're just big at the shoulders, big at the arms. That's basically what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. But this goes also back to, I really don't subscribe to what's in season and what's out,
mm-hmm.
because there are some of those sleeves that I like and some of them that I don't, so I don't wear them. It is not my style. I am clear on what my style is. It's not my style. Now, I have put them on Iyanla, and they look fabulous on her, but it just depends on the person and who you are, like Velour is in. Okay, remember when...
But Velour is never going to go back out of style anymore now.
And I love that. Now, I'll rock that, but I won't rock the puffy sleeve, so it really depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like puffy sleeves.
I won't wear them.
But what about bell sleeves?
I don't like those much either.
So you just don't like the roomy sleeves?
I don't. I don't. But again, I've put them on my clients. I put them on Iyanla and they look fabulous because that is a style that looks great on her. It's not something that I would wear. I really like clean lines. So it doesn't matter if it comes in this season and goes out next season. I still stick with
timeless pieces.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You get timeless mm-hmm. pieces.
Francis, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about fashions for the fall, keeping you looking good as the weather begins to change. Let's go to Ann. Ann calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Ann. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you. Well, I'm 65 years old.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes, and I really appreciate the show because it kind of gives me some confirmation and affirming what I've been doing because I dress for me.
Good.
I dress for myself, and you know, if I feel good in it and I think I look good in it, then I wear it. I'm very cautious of what's appropriate for my job and what's appropriate, when I'm not out. Because of the kind of job that I have, even though I'm not on the job, I still represent my job when I'm in, private sector. So I'm very cautious mm-hmm. about that. But I pop the color. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of color. My oldest son is 40, and they have a term for me. They call me the rainbow girl. So today I had on green shoes and my jeans because it was dress down day and my green sweater. So I love the color. So I do think that some women really need to take a look at, I'm 5'7" and I weigh about 175, trying to take a little weight off the tummy, but I'm mostly kind of solid. But I really think that, I would like women to take a look at, at what you put on. If you're a large woman and you have something that's so tight and many times I'm in an activity and in a activity that's not gym related and a woman may have on something too tight, and sometimes it can be very offensive when body parts are falling out,
and on that point,
that Harold.
I think a lot of people too need to have those good friends that's going to be honest with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Which brings me to, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Which brings me to my next point before I go back to the phone lines. So here's the thing. Mm. What do you? This may be more of a women's issue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a friend that you love and trust, and your friend says to you diplomatically, my dear, I really don't think that's very flattering on you. if she continues to wear that, do you just not go out to the party.
And no. Friendship is deeper than that, especially when you get to
you know,
our
I'm
age.
Joking, but I mean, but I don't think it's any age. I really think that you need to listen to your friends. If you love and trust your friends, and your friends will say, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
That's a twofold question, though.
Well, and you know what? All of my friends know I'm really bottom line, very, very honest. Mm-hmm. It probably doesn't get. But I don't know. I think it's all in your delivery. And I also think that when I do that, I don't even say it doesn't look good. I just offer other suggestions. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you don't tell somebody, okay, girl, that's too. I offer something else.
Right.
But you know what? I think. But
what if they ask
work.
You?
If they ask me, I still say it the same way. I just offer.
Does this make me look fat?
Yeah, I don't answer those questions I don't subscribe to that.
Well, I get those questions all the time.
Yeah, I don't.
Especially from my clients.
I'll just say, no, I think we need to try something
else. It's just like, does this look flattering to me? And I'm like, it really doesn't. Yeah. We need to try something else. Yeah. But that's a twofold question because some people may say they don't want you to wear that because they don't want the attention that you may bring
no,
when you're out.
That's why I preface that saying this is a friend you love and trust.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
fake and phony.
No, I'm not talking about, you know, Shady Sheila.
Uh-huh. But what about Shady Leroy?
Yeah.
Men are shady too.
Right.
But there's less shade with men.
Oh, shoot. Uh-huh. Come in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Back to the phone lines. Thomas. Speaking of men, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Man, I'm so enjoying this conversation.
Well, thank you, man.
I try to school young men in particular about their attire. Mm-hmm. And one thing I tell them is you can buy a suit from Sears, and no one would ever know mm-hmm. if you take the time to take it to get it altered mm-hmm. and have it to fit you. Mm-hmm. Because
amen.
It's not mm-hmm. much about where you buy it or how much you pay for it. It's how you make it a mm-hmm. dress or how you make it look on yourself. Mm-hmm. We also have to watch out for all of these flat front pants. Men are now, if you go in the store, it's extremely difficult to find a suit with pleats because I'm closer to my 60 than 50. And I got a little pudge. So I don't like flat front pants, especially because they make them too tight. The rise is a short rise, so they don't come all the way, you know, they don't fit like they come up on you. So, you know, you have calf and you have your rear, and it's too tight.
But you know where that's coming from? That's coming from the new age of suit wearing. So a lot of times you're going to have to find yourself a tailor or you're going to have to go to a store that still specializes in those type of clothing.
Absolutely.
Because now the baby boomers and the younger ones now, they're wearing stuff more fitted. They're wearing mm-hmm. things more tailored to them. Mm-hmm. And the pleats, they don't want anything that's going to make them feel bigger than what they look.
Mm-hmm. And
I can work with that. The problem is they making those. You made a point. You said everybody can't wear a slim fit suit.
Absolutely.
So stop. So if you you have a little girth on you, a slim fit suit may not. My son, my youngest, is 6'4", about 190. Looks excellent in a slim fit suit. Dad, on the other hand, not happening.
But you know they have athletic fits. They have athletic fits. They have different fits. So you have to find a fit that's comfortable for you. And really being able to justify and just finding that right fit. So you got to play. You got to go out and have fun because stores are definitely changing as to how they're putting out these clothes.
And you also got to find those stores that, you know, in your particular case, that may be more traditional.
But you know what else?
So.
You also need to find a very good tailor. I believe that I tailor my
Cass,
jeans.
Cass, is that what you said?
And Cass makes stuff that is like tailor-made for you. Like, so
right.
He designs it. So if you don't, you need to go to Cass and get you a suit for real. But everything needs to be tailored.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your phone call. I've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Derek. We're also going to talk to Darcel. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about fall fashion, making sure that you look good as the weather changes. We'll be back in just a moment. Stop in Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Boy, Michelle, you just all in the mic.
All right, excuse
no,
me.
That's all right.
Hi, how are you?
No, talking about... yeah.
You already know. Don't start a Harold.
Yeah, I know. Michelle Lopez, celebrity image advisor, Kenny Cass Flanagan, and Taylor Griffin. We are here talking about fashion. I want to go back to our phone lines. If you have a question... or if you're having trouble with what you're wearing, whether it's for the fall or any time of the year, we have free advice. Let's go to Derek. Derek calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Kenny Cass Flanagan, classmate Calvin Coolidge High School. You put us on the map, bro. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Man, I appreciate that. That's love.
Hey, you've been classy with the clothes, bro, all the way back from high school, son.
They don't know I used to wear suits in high school.
Did you?
I sure did.
I know that's right, Cass. But you know, when God puts in you, he put in
the best dress for 3 years of school, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, man, I got you on payroll.
Wait a minute.
That jacket, Flanagan, that jacket that you said you was waiting on the winter to come?
Yes.
That's the funkiest jackets I've ever seen in my life, dog.
Hey, thank you, sir.
So what's on your mind, Derek?
I need your help, Flanagan. My son got a big boy, man. 6'10", like 235.
Whoa. Ooh.
Wow. That custom.
With the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a straight come to me for custom, man. Just get at me, man, and then we can sit down and do a consultation. I'll take care of him. But for other people who don't know that, there are big boy sizes that places you can go. But my thing is, I tell people this all the time. Set up consultations with some stylists and designers. Just get some ideas from them, because a lot of times we don't think how you think.
Mm-hmm. And right. You think you know, and you really don't.
Exactly.
That's not even shade. Most people think they know.
It's really true.
But they really don't know.
There's professionals in every era.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Everyone don't know the right clothes to wear. Everyone don't know the right colors to wear.
Absolutely.
Everyone don't know the right fabric to even put on them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So set those consultations up. Stop going to the club, popping bottles, and pop some of these stylists in them.
Yeah, I think the reality is, Derek, that when you have someone who has a unique body style, whether you're very large or very small, your clothes really have to kind of be an investment.
Absolutely,
no, they are an investment.
Yeah, they really do.
But Harold, I tell a lot of my clients too. Buy signature pieces.
Yes, that's what
you don't have to buy a whole outfit.
What do you mean signature pieces?
See a great blazer,
yes.
Get it. If you see
yes.
a nice skirt,
a
get
nice
it.
Bag,
a nice
pair
bag.
Of shoes.
Because those are things that are never going to go out of style, and you'll always be able to piece it up with something.
Yep, absolutely. Make it look new.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Make it look like a whole other outfit.
All right.
Flanagan, they took a team picture because they're about to start their season. He plays in Australia right now, so once he comes back, probably sometime next year.
All right, let's do it. I got you. Say no more. I got you, bro. I love you, man.
Well, Derek, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Darcel. Darcel calling from Germantown. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is a simple one. Back in the day, it used to be, you know, you don't wear white after Labor Day.
Oh, no.
And it seems to have changed.
False.
Now it's okay
yes,
to wear
indeed.
White. Why is it so inappropriate to wear white after Labor Day?
It's not.
You can wear white anytime. Winter white, summer white. I love white in the wintertime.
Mm.
Wear
okay.
it. Own it.
I mean, because think about it. You can throw some suede shoes on with white.
Mm-hmm.
Some suede
it's material
pumps.
That we're talking about though.
Right.
So
absolutely.
What needs to change is the material. Like, I'm not wearing
white linen
fall.
Unless you live in Miami.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Well, you're right. Stop, Cass. But it's the material that you have to be concerned about, not the color. Mm-hmm. It's
absolutely.
The material.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
so
you
So pull
much.
Your white out the closet,
yes,
baby.
Yes, be fierce in it.
There you go. Darcel, thank you so much. Let's talk to Robert. Robert calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I know this is old school, but why is it that women don't wear stockings or any hosiery anymore?
Yeah,
I mean,
that.
To me, growing up, they used to be so sexy. Now you're just out there. And some women need to have on stockings.
Why?
When they don't.
But yeah,
no stockings anymore. Why?
Well, let me ask you. You said they need to have on stockings. Why do they need to have on stockings? Why do you believe they need to have on stockings?
They don't use lotion. Their legs are...
that's hygiene training.
Yeah, that's
hygiene training.
That's nothing with fashion.
That's not stockings.
But please answer. How come women don't wear stockings like they used to?
You know, I'm not a fan of stockings, so I've...
Why not?
First of all, for me, they change the color of your skin. Like, I have not yet seen one person that can get their stockings exact. That's the first thing. Second thing is, on some of the stuff that I wear, it's like they stick. It's like a static. They create like the static clean. And third, I mean, it's all an opinion. I don't think they're very sexy at all. For cocktail dresses, for even more seasoned women, I say take the length down longer instead of wearing like... And people don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So instead of wearing sheer, people will wear like a dark black hose with something that's extremely light. People don't know how to do it. And it looks awful.
I'm about to say a mess.
Yeah, but it's all in the training and it's all in the where you come from and the air. We're in a whole different season now. And so even teaching fashion, we I teach image, but I don't teach about pantyhose, but I definitely teach about undergarments.
But I will say this, though. There are knee-high stockings that are very fashionable that you can wear with mini skirts.
Well,
and
we're talking about
like
lace
that.
And we're but talking about he's talking about stockings. We're not talking about the sexy ones, Cass.
But as a stylist and a designer, you have women too that are also wearing stockings underneath ripped jeans. It's a style.
Yes, but Cass, they're funky. If you look at any, no, not
stylish.
Not they're funky. That's how I talk. The tights are funky looking, meaning as they're fishnet, and they're not sheer.
So we're talking about stockings that our parents
talking about,
wore.
Yes,
that's what I said. I'm kind of old school.
Okay,
that was sexy. To hear women, you know, walking and whistling. That was something.
But you know, but you
rubbing and making noise with your legs, rubbing. No, sir.
I love that.
But Robert, such as fashion, things change. So you have to be able to evolve.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Evolve, Robert, because are you married or single?
Single and looking.
Oh, okay.
Then not let them wear no stockings.
Don't look for women with pantyhose on. Don't do it. No stockings.
Let us hope that is not a deal breaker.
Less is fishnets.
All right, Robert, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Woo! 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Eve, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind, Eve?
Kaz.
Hey. How are you?
He's a ladies man.
Yes, sure. He is. Let me just tell you guys first that he is a designer that I've already met, and so I need to get his advice on this.
So what's the question?
So the question is, when you have a woman who has everything as an asset, she's got a great figure on her, do you have to make a choice between what you choose to show more of? So say if she likes her butt better, should you cover up your chest or can you still show a little bit of chest? What's the best way without pushing?
I feel like it depends on where you're going. Mm-hmm. It depends on where you're going, because at the end of the day, more women are working out to show their body. This is why they're in the gym.
Okay.
But there's a time. Listen, you want the truth? I'm going
to
give you the truth. Women are working out because the fact of the matter is they want to be able to look more sexier. They want to be able to wear certain things that they felt that they could not wear.
Right.
So it all depends on where you're going when you want to talk about showing these body parts.
How about this? Looking at me all mad because I don't agree with you. I don't have to agree with you.
That's the great thing about fashion, because it ain't for everybody.
Yes. First, Michelle. Can I say something? First of all, women aren't just working out so they can show their bodies.
I didn't say that.
You did.
Okay, let me refract.
You did.
Let me reframe.
Because I work out daily and it ain't
working
to
out
show
to stay healthy. Okay, how about that?
And feel good about themselves first.
Isn't that healthy?
Look at their clothes.
But go ahead.
Let's stick to the question.
So the second thing, okay, Harold, the question is.
Did you forget it was show?
I did.
Please answer Eve's
okay,
question.
So listen, Eve. So here's the thing. I'm not sure of your age bracket, but I really do. I come from luxury, and so does Cass. But in luxury, it says less is more. Mm-hmm. And I come from that school with women. as far as who we are. So it is my belief that if you're going to wear something tight, really like tighter on your behind, that yes, you don't actually show your breast and your behind, that you literally sort of pick one. If you're going to show a little bit of cleavage, which is good, then you have the bottom of you covered up. Now, that is my generation. That is what, actually, I believe it for the younger generation in their 20s. Yeah. I feel like it speaks volumes. It just speaks.
I would definitely have to chime in. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if you're going to show your breath, if you're going out to the club, you don't have to wear your cha-cha out. Like, you don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's either or. Less is always best, ladies. And that's.
I'm messing with you, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, there are people like that. So I think that she's coming from what's good for her because she has that body. She has that shape. So my thing is, pick and choose based on where you're going and who you're with.
If I may, because
thank you,
when
pick
you
and
because
on
when
who
you talk are. When you talk about as Michelle and Cass just mentioned, when you talk about luxury, for example, and you know, for someone who you know makes a lot of observations about the kinds of clothing that are made for women, it often is. Half and half. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if she has a nice back, if she's, like you said, if she's working out, she's got a little muscle in her back, she may have something that may be high in the neck, mm-hmm. but open and a back, deep V uh-huh. in the back, okay? But then, you know, straight, you know, long down to the ankle if you're talking about luxury. Or you may have something that has some, as my mother would say, cleavage. But then you, and you may have a slit in the back, but still it's always going to be half and half. Half. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and again.
It's balance.
Yeah. And if you go to, as Taylor just said, if you're going to a club, for example, and you're going to dance, you want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You want to be comfortable. So look, Eve, I think that's a good place for us to end this conversation. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. I want to thank Michelle Lopez, Kenny Cass Flanagan, and Taylor Griffin. Thank you for talking to us. Look, be fashionable. Be fabulous. Mm-hmm. Be fine. Mm-hmm. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, September 29th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineer Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, you can join us on Twitter. Follow us at H Fisher at WHURFM. I keep giving mine. There you go. I did say it was my show. Hey, look, join us now for The Connection. Lorna Newton's next. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.